USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Biden has made a special trip to see an old friend in Georgia. The Bidens made a stop to see former President Jimmy Carter and his wife before heading to a drive-in rally in Duluth. He thanked Democrats for voting for him, as well as the two Georgia Democrats in the Senate.
In November, and then again in January, your vote changed the world.
He spoke of his plan for jobs and families. He also acknowledged protesters who were asking for private prisons to be closed.
I agree with you. I'm working on it, man. Give me another 5 days.
The president signed an executive order in January saying private prison contracts won't be renewed. South Korean President Moon Jae-in will visit with Biden next month. The White House says the talks will highlight the ironclad alliance between the two countries. This is USA Radio News.
Awesome and amazing day, friends. John and Chelsea Jubilee here. By now, surely you've heard us on Wayne, and you're wondering, what is this amazing protocol that reverses my medical ailments, helps me gain lean muscle, helps me drop my body fat, and gain hydration?
Well, let me tell you what it is. It's a scientific sequencing of six things that you're going to do for 88 days and 2 weeks. And in this scientific sequence, your cells are going to open up and become porous like a sponge instead of like a glass hard marble. Inside is going to come your intercellular hydration, and the eviction notice is coming to all the toxins and inflammation of your body. That's why you reverse. It's so simple. You have Chelsea and I every week as live coaches on a live Zoom call. All you have to do is call us today at 888-444-8895 or log on to energizehealth.com.
Former President Trump's one-time attorney, Rudy Giuliani, is speaking out for the first time since his New York City apartment was raided by federal agents. Electronic devices were taken from him as part of an investigation into his dealings in Ukraine.
I could have destroyed the evidence, but I didn't destroy the evidence because the evidence is exculpatory. It proves that the president and I and all of us are innocent.
He spoke on Fox. Authorities are investigating whether Giuliani broke lobbying laws while doing business in Ukraine. Two children were killed and 16 other people were injured after a man with a knife attacked a kindergarten in southern China. The attack took place at a kindergarten in Xinfeng. Authorities say the suspect was going through a divorce and his wife worked at the school. China has experienced multiple mass stabbings at schools and daycare centers recently, including an attack in which a security guard injured 39 children and teachers at Wangfu County Center Primary School in Guangxi. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
People are wondering whether former President Trump will run again in the next election. USA Radio's Tim Berg has more.
100% I'm thinking about running.
Former President Trump saying he's mulling a 2024 run for the White House. The former president continues.
We will, I think, be very successful. If we were very successful, look, I ran twice, and the second time I got 12 million more votes than the first time, which very rarely happens for a president. I got the largest number of votes in the history of our country for a sitting president, and I was told if I got 66 million, you couldn't lose. I got 75 million.
Trump also telling Fox Business he's considering Florida Governor Ron DeSantis as his running mate. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
The Los Angeles Police Department says they've arrested five people in connection with the shooting of Lady Gaga's dog walker and the abduction of her French bulldogs. Police arrested James Jackson, Jalen White, and Lafayette Whaley of the crime, charging them each with one count of attempted murder, also conspiracy to commit robbery. Two others face one count each of accessory to attempted murder, Harold White, who is Jalen White's father, and Jennifer McBride. Among those arrested was the woman who said she found the dogs and returned them for the $500,000 reward from Lady Gaga. Police said four of the suspects are gang members. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.